Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, April the 23rd of 2024.
Is it
working? And if you're listening YouTube, you can, I'm sure you can still hear me, YouTube. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast, those of you on YouTube. It's great that you are with me, tuned into the broadcast. And it's just a great thing that you would tune into the broadcast. It's, of course, it's a great thing that I don't think a robot would use the word repent. I'm not sure it would. Unless it's a spirit-filled robot. But somebody has to make one. One that's filled with the Holy Spirit. I'd love to hear that conversation. All the robots got saved! Hallelujah! But it hasn't happened yet. So, don't want to say you're stuck with me, but, well, praise God, I'm here. So you get to have me hanging out with you. We'll say it like that. Because I don't want to be like, you know, you're stuck with me or anything like that. It's an honor for me to come on air and do this. It really is. And I enjoy doing it. I really do. And to all of you listening on YouTube, welcome. This coming on YouTube is something that we have launched in the last just about 2 weeks that we've been doing the YouTube live streams. And it adds a different dynamic. And I believe in God for more and more people to tune into the broadcast. And you can tell them. You can tell prospective, you know, people, you know, most of us, most of y'all have YouTube on your phone. So, of course, you can open the YouTube app or go to YouTube.com. And then in the search bar, you type in Miracle Man Show. There's spaces in between all those. What should hopefully pop up first should be the Miracle Man Show. Click on that. And, you know, when I'm live, it'll be, you know, you go into that live tab and you'll see my episodes that I've done. Also, it'll show, the episodes that I've done. And if I'm live, it'll show you that I'm live. Like I am right now, live, on YouTube, doing this program. And you'll be able to listen to me that way. And in that live chat, by the way, please subscribe. Subscribe, please. Please subscribe if you haven't. I'd appreciate you subscribing. Because then it gets you notified when we have new content. You know, when we go live on the program. And it can be a great thing. And I'm loving it. It's great that we have technology to be able to do it like this. And obviously God created the people that have created it. And while many people will use things like YouTube to put on things that don't glorify God, the beautiful thing is I get to come on here like this, and I get to use this to glorify God through the other, you know, the things that we do live on my program. And this program. And so it's a great thing that God has given us this, to be able to do that. And I'm believing God for more and more people, more and more viewers to view this. And many people visit YouTube on a regular basis. I myself, basically not a day goes by that I don't open up the YouTube app and end up watching something, whether it be a sermon or whatever it is that I end up watching on there. Sometimes it's just some short videos or vids, as some people call them. I think it's cool being able to come to you live via YouTube like this. And so, great things. So please, those of you listening on YouTube, please tell other people how they can be a part and tune in, watch live or in the future. If you want prayer, let us know in the comments. We'd love to pray for you. We strongly believe in prayer. I strongly believe in prayer here on The Miracle Man. I really do. It's not just something I say. I believe in prayer. I believe that God can help you with whatever it is you're dealing with. And, I believe in the power of prayer. It works. It really does work. I don't just come in here and say that or anything like that. It really does work. And so and the God we serve answers prayers. Amen. And I know he's faithful, and I always do prayer on my show before we open the Word of God. Those of you who are veterans, or even if you're a newcomer and I've listened to a few shows, you would notice that after I sing my songs, that I always do a word of prayer before I go into the Word of God. Because generally you want to have a flow, of sorts. And then usually when I have sports stuff to talk about, like I'll mention the draft briefly tonight, the NFL draft that will be live from downtown Detroit. For the first time ever that it's been there. So we'll talk about that very briefly at the end, because generally when I have sports, I always do that at the end. So that it has, you know, try to do, have that kind of flow to my show. And so, those of you who are new to the program, those of you who tune on YouTube, you'd notice that we start live, we go live Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, so three nights a week, we go live on this program at 6:30, and we're done by 8, you know, or a bit before. It all depends, and so just thought you should know. Generally, we start at 6:30 unless any kind of unplanned thing happens, and we have to kind of delay the start a little bit for whatever reason, like what happened last night, which when I had to go to the doctor's appointment, that didn't get done until later than anticipated. So that's just kind of letting you know. And what do I believe? I believe in the true God. There's one true God. These other false gods that people try to mention, they're worthless. They're worthless. Buddha, worthless. Rubbing Buddha's belly will not help you. Okay, we believe in the Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We believe in speaking in tongues and the evidence thereof. We believe that there is one way to heaven and it's not on roller skates. And killing all those virgins like Islam or whatever that is believes that that might get you to heaven. Nope. The one way to heaven is through Jesus. We believe the Word of God fully. And that is the textbook on my program. It is the textbook that is used on my program. Is the Holy Word of God. Man, just kind of figured that, you know, as we have people, you know, new people be tuning in to YouTube, just kind of letting y'all know what this program is about. You know, from time to time we do talk about sports on the program, near to the end of the program, especially during football season. In which case, Monday and Wednesday, I talk a bit about the games from the previous weekend and games coming up the next weekend. And for those of you who watch locally, I talk a little bit about high school, as well as your big Michigan and Michigan State football also. And then, so Some of you who are new to this program might wonder, Miracle Man, how did you even get the idea of becoming a broadcaster? How did you even get that idea? Well, I think, back when I was like junior in high school, started having some thoughts about, what would I ultimately like to do with my life? And I was listening to radio talk shows, and I was thinking, different sports talk shows, and I was thinking, oh yeah, this would be cool for me to do. And then I was listening to a Lions game one day, and I'm a Lions fan, so obviously it makes sense that I'd be listening to a Lions game. Mind you, this was the year, 2008, the year that the Lions would end up deciding to go 0-16. Obviously, we're far from that now. But, but in one of the games, they were playing in Houston, Texas. NRG Stadium, not formerly Reliant Energy Stadium. So I was listening to them, and our radio play-by-play guy was calling the plays, and a couple different times I heard Houston Texans score a touchdown, and their guy goes, "Touchdown, Texans!" And this big cannon goes off, or a big firework goes off. One of the two happens, and I thought that was so cool. And I was like, oh, that'd be cool. I love doing that. So ultimately, I had thought my dream would be to either be number one, no particular order. Still can't decide in my mind which one would be cooler. Whether it'd be cool to have my own sports talk show host, my own sports talk show, where I talk about football and baseball and what have you, or to be a stadium announcer, like for football or something. In which case, I'd have the radio feed, on a headset. So like here on the radio. And then like right after I heard their call, like if there was a touchdown or whatever, or if the play was over, I'd know to spring into action. Number 44, gain of 5 yards, and if so, there's a flag on the play, if there's a flag, like that kind of thing. And then you're up the ref, say what he's got to say. And then obviously I would have the scripts sent to me by scripts, the stuff you're supposed to read, like for the advertisements and what have you. And then talk show, I'd have different, and stuff. And so, but then over the course of time, decided I was going to go to college to study. And so I went to the community college here in my area, and took some classes, got an associate in the arts. And 2017, we launched the show. The rest is history. That is how the Miracle Man show came to be. And kind of my interest in what made me decide that I wanted to be a broadcaster. And yes, I believe in the idea that radio is in fact theater of the mind. Like what you think, and obviously no one can see you through the radio. The only visual on radio that there is their little screen that tells you what station you're on and also what volume level it's at. That's it. Everything else that's fed to you through that radio? Audio. It's all through these lips. Or through, like, sound. In other words, it's not visual. It's audio. Okay. And so, like, these, so generally speaking, like, when you're listening to radio, assuming you're driving your car and you're listening to the radio, you know, and you're listening to a football game, I'll say, explaining it, like, kind of like, generally like you would to a person who couldn't see. Yeah, to a person you could, that couldn't see. Why? Because you can't see through your radio. Okay. I'm just going to end this with that.
6:53 p.m. Messenger.
Now to get to the housekeeping stuff that I always try to mention. Oh, about that. One more quick thing about that. Me and Preacher Man, when we launched this Miracle Man program, we didn't just sit there and decide, okay, Miracle Man sounds nifty. Guess it could be okay. No. Me and Preacher Man jointly decided that Miracle Man would be a great name for the program. Because I've seen miracles done in my life over the years, many times. And I know the miracle-working power of God. And, you know, if I had all of y'all with me, I would do this thing that my pastor does. I would say, raise your hand if you've seen the miracle-working power of God manifesting in your life in some way or some form. Amen. See? My hand just went up. Because I have. That's proof. But, so, I believe in the miracle working power of God. I do. And I've seen it done before. And I know I shall see it done again. I know if I am not dead, He is not done. I not only know it, I believe it. And by the way, you might ask your Miracle Man, you may be asking, Miracle Man, what are you going to teach on tonight? I'm going to teach on faith. I'm going to teach on faith. And by the way, how on earth do I build it? So, a couple quick announcements that, you know, housekeeping things that I always try to mention. Number one, I want to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how God has been so faithful. Do you mind getting me a water out of the fridge?
Yes.
Okay. So about that. But anyhow, so I want to remind you about the book, Story of My Life. My mom is the author of the book, but the book is the story of my life. It's a story about how God has been faithful in my life. A story about a song about a God my mom could not see. but strongly believed it. And it's a great book. And I believe God that as you read through the miracles of that book, I pray that your faith will grow and grow and grow and grow and grow as you read that book. I'm believing God to hear about some of the miracles that God's doing in your life. Amen. I'm believing for that because he's a God of miracles. He's a God of miracles. Yes, he is. And so, go online to the website riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and how it can be a blessing to you. That's Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles. Amen. I think of Laura's daughter, Madison. She has given that book to multiple different people, different friends of hers in Florida. Yep, this book's been to Florida. It's been to a couple other countries too. Hopefully it'll get to even more countries. Amen. I believe in God for it to get to more and more countries. Amen, amen, amen. By the way, listeners, when I say amen, you know what that means? So be it in my life. Amen. So go online to riversofmiracles.com, buy that book, and watch God work. The other thing I want to remind you about real quick is about the PayPal. If you love what the Word of God has done in your life, if you love what this program has done, you can go online to PayPal in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. Guess what? I do not tell you how much to give. I don't. I'm totally very severe on this thing of no pressure. I feel like if that's, there's pressure, it's on your mind. It's between you and God. Maybe God telling you to stretch. Sow your seed into the program. You see, when a farmer goes out to his field and sows seed, he puts it somewhere. If I'm a farmer and I plant some, you know, tomato seeds or whatever in my garden, what should I expect to get? I should expect to get tomatoes, not pickles, not potatoes, not blueberries or strawberries, though I personally like all those, but I'm just saying, if I plant, you know, tomato stuff, I should expect to get tomatoes. It's a great thing to keep in your mind when you sow your seed. What am I sowing the seed for? What am I believing for God to do on my behalf? Maybe you're believing for a family member to be healed. Maybe you're believing for a family member to give their life to Jesus. Maybe you're believing for something for things for yourself. Maybe you're believing for, you know, who knows? But I know God is faithful. I know that. I really do. He is faithful. So go online. To paypal.com in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. In the search bar, you'll type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Another thing related to that that I would like for you to consider is that the first R in Rivers is capitalized. And then the S in Shukla is also capitalized. So again, that is Rivers Shukla. First, I want to throw it into your life tonight. Therefore, watch this now. Therefore, my God shall supply all of your needs according to the latest consumer price index. Whoops. I'm sorry. Quoted that wrong. Therefore, my God shall supply all of your needs according to the price of gas at the gas station right by your house. Oh! That's not in there either. Oh! Therefore, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. It's according to his riches and glory. It's not according to this economic data here in the United States or you know, in your country, those of you listening from around the world, wherever you may be listening from. Oh, God's. It's according to his riches and glory. Not according to earthly economics. Even though we shall have more than enough according to the Word of God. If gas goes to 10 bucks a gallon, you'll have enough for gas. God's a provider. If bread goes to $12 a gallon, a loaf, you'll have enough for the bread. Could we serve the God of more than enough, not the God of broke. Or we could say it this way. The God I serve is El Shaddai, not El Shifo. Yep, El Shaddai, not El Shifo. Amen. Thank God for the Word of God. I always call your seeds blessed. As you sow your seed, I always call your seed blessed. When I get notification that someone's sown a seed, I pray for that seed. I really do.
April 7:06 p.m.
Sorry about that. Now I'm going to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord. Oh, that the church would arise, all that weakness. Now what does it mean to be his, to be born in likeness? Is it more than just a prayer we pray, more than just a way to heaven? No other means to be his, to be formed in his likeness, show that they have a purpose. To be salt and light in the world, to be salt and light in the world. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say so, say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say so. Say so. Oh, that the church would arise. Oh, that we would see with Jesus. Jesus' eyes, we could show the world heaven. Show what it means to be His, to be formed in His likeness. Show them they have a purpose. To be salt and light in the world, to be salt and light in the world, to be salt and light in the world, to be salt and light in the world. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say so, say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say so, say so. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Oh, I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Oh, I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Oh, oh, oh. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Oh, I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Yes. To be salt and light in the world, in the world. To be salt and light in the world. To be salt and light in the world, in the world. To be salt and light in the world. To be salt and light in the world, in the world, in the world, in the world, in the world. Let the redeemed of the Lord rise up. Let the redeemed of the Lord rise up. Let the redeemed of the Lord rise up. Rise up. Rise up. Yeah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say so, say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say so, say so, say so. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's ever for joy, a triumph over fear. There's a laughter, wipes away all tears. There's a joy, changes atmospheres. There's a name. There's a name, heaven for the name. There's an ember ready for the flame. There's a grind of the name. There's a name. We will fix our eyes on the one who overcame. We will fix our eyes on the one who breaks the chain. Love has a name. Love has a name. Jesus. Love has a name. Love has a name. Jesus. There's a joy that triumphs over tears. There's a little fears. There's a laughter that wipes away all tears. There's a presence that changes atmospheres. There's a name. We will stand in awe of the one who overcame. We will fix our eyes on the one who breaks the chains. Yeah. Love has a name. Love has a name, Jesus. Hope has a name, hope has a name, Jesus. My victory has a name, victory has a name, Jesus. My joy has a name, my joy has a name, Jesus. Name that's lifted up forever, the name that shakes the earth, that shakes the heavens, the hope for every heart, the Savior of the world, Jesus. Jesus. Yes, we will fix our eyes on the one who overcame. We will stand in awe of the one who breaks the chains. Love has a name, love has a name, Jesus. Hope has a name, hope has a name, Jesus. Victory has a name, victory has a name, Jesus. Joy has a name, joy has a name, Jesus. Love has a name, love has a name, Jesus. Victory has a name, victory has a name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. The one who made the blind to see is moving here in front of me, moving here in front of me. The one who made the deaf to hear, he's silencing my every fear, silencing my every fear. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Oh, oh, love you, Lord. The one who does impossible is reaching out to make me whole. Reaching out to make me whole. The one who put death in its place. His life is flowing through my veins. His life is flowing through my veins. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. The God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. God of miracles. The God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. Yeah. You're the God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. The God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. You are here with us. You are here for us. Thank you, Jesus. You are the God of miracles. You're the God who raised the dead to life. You're the God who does impossible. You're the God that does miracles in our lives, Jesus, beyond what we can ask or think, and in so many different areas. Thank you, Lord God. You are the miracle-working Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you know what we have need of. Even when we don't, even when I don't know what all these people need, but you know what they need. Thank you, Lord God, that you're meeting their needs right where they are. And I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in each and every one of us. And I thank you for that. Thank you that you're moving in the lives of these listeners tonight. You're strengthening their bodies. You're strengthening their minds. Thank you for what you're doing for them. You know what they have need of. And I make my confession. And Lord, I thank you, Master, that you use me to bring forth this word tonight, and that these listeners are prepared to hear and receive what you have for them tonight. Thank you for that. And now, Lord, to make my confession over this program, I thank you that sponsors come into this program. I thank you that finances come into this program. Thank you that more and more listeners come into this program, both on Blog Talk and on YouTube. And most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want you to go with me, your Bible, if you would please. And I'm going to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Woo! Amen. Hebrews 11. I want to encourage you to open up your Bible, please. Whether it's, you got the paperback, or you've got a device with an app on it. We're going to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews coffee. Thank God for the Word of God. Don't know what we would do without. Amen. And if you found 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, you went too far. So then you'll have to go backwards a bit. Back through your Peter's, 2 and 1 Peter, then James, and then after, if you're flipping backward after you leave James's house, you'll be in Hebrews. So if you want to think of it this way, I'm kind of teasing. You could think of it as like, you left James's house and now you're at the coffee shop. Hebrews Coffee. I think that'd be a funny name for a coffee shop. Hebrews. You know, you can ask God to give you a sense of humor if you don't have one. You know, these days you need to have joy. You do. Amen. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Miracle Man, what are you going to teach on tonight? I'm going to call this tonight, Faith is Now. Faith is Now. I'm going to start with verse 1. You know what that first word is? In Hebrews 11:1? That word is now. Faith is now. Okay, let's read now. I'll talk about it. Now faith is the substance of what we hope for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, in your natural mind, you haven't seen those things yet, but you still believe it. Verse 2. This is what the ancients, this is what those who came, the believers who came before us, were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offering. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, I like to add, but with faith, it is possible to please God. I'll pause, continue reading. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. You say, what do you mean? You say, miracle man, what do you mean earnest? Seriously, seeking him, not seeking other stuff. Actually speaking with your mouth, believing God. And confessing what it is you're believing for. Example, I call my body healed in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that by your stripes I am healed right now. Your word says, he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Verse 7, by faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land as a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of them in the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. So from this one man, was he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. And he's prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. Abraham reasoned that God could raise him from the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from the dead. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, He spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king of Egypt. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry ground, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell. So the people had marched around for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I don't have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better through us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. We'll read the first two verses, chapter 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So, you see, this gave you all kinds of different examples of Old Testament people who walked by faith. You know something about those people? They didn't have an Oral Roberts. They did not have a Benny Hinn. They did not have a Kenneth E. Hagin. They did not have a Lester Sumrall. They did not have a Mark T. Barclay. They did not have a Kenneth Copeland, a Rod Parsley, a Rodney Howard Brown, any of that stuff, any of those people. They didn't have a Bible, not in the form that we do. Just trusted. And then you hear Jesus say to the disciples multiple times in various occasions, "Oh, you of little faith." He had to keep saying that to them. And other people who were suffering, he would say, different people, he would say, "Your faith has healed you." Now, this now thing. So, I've never heard anybody say this. I've never heard anybody who was believing for a healing in their body, for example, say, "In the name of Jesus, I claim that my body is healed in 5 years." No. No. They don't say in 5 years. It's that now kind of faith. I believe that in the name of Jesus, my body is healed now. I don't know why I'm getting feedback. I don't know why I'm getting feedback, but I know that I am. Sorry, it just kind of shook me. So if I jumped, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump. But I'm just saying, it's that now kind of faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, things believed for, we could say. Substance of things believing for. Faith, trusting the Lord, believing that he will do what he said in his word. In order to really be able to use this faith thing, you have to believe. And it can't just be this thing of where somebody's confused and be like, "Well, I guess he said he would do it. I thought I read it in a book somewhere. But I don't know if I believe it or not." No. That I guess thing won't work. You got to know. You got to believe in your heart. The I guess thing won't work. You either believe or you don't. Or a great way thing to do is like how there's that guy in the Bible that says, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." What I think he was saying in that was, "Lord Jesus, help me to do better at believing. Help me to do better." I wonder if we could, help me to build up my faith. Now, we didn't read this verse tonight, but in the book, the Bible says, your Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? Not the late show, not the football game, not CBS or NBC, MSNBC, ABC, Fox, nope. Faith comes by hearing the word of God preached. So your eyes were not made to extract faith. As great as reading the Bible is for you, for your soul, and it is awesome for your soul, it is. But you see, faith comes by hearing the word of God preached. That's why when you're listening to me bring you the word of God like this, faith is going into you. And let me tell you, faith isn't just for when you're believing for a miracle. It takes faith to live. Trust in God. knowing that I'll be there, knowing that I'll provide for you, knowing not being afraid, not being in fear, trusting, knowing. We walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith, not in fear. Some of y'all, instead of having so much anxiety and depression, should have faith in God instead of having all this fear of the unknown, having all this anxiety, all this depression, all this oppression, all this maybe not knowing whether you're oppressed or depressed, but just pressed and not impressed. You know? But, you know, you got to be able to trust God. Think of this. Imagine if Christians trusted God the way people trust their boss. I don't know, never heard of too many people that, you know, will say after work, maybe on the weekend or something, never heard of too many people that go, wife to husband, honey, or husband to wife, honey, did you deposit the check on Monday? No, I mean, we'll do this way. Honey, did you deposit the check on Friday? Yeah. Or now it's direct deposit, but so this is from back in the day, but still, we can still use this example. But honey, did you deposit the check on Friday? Yeah. And then in your mind you go, I hope he's good for it. I hope he's good for it. I hope the boss is good for it. When you think, you know, should I go buy the kids a pair of shoes they need? Not, honey, did you deposit the shoe? I mean, people might think about the shoes, whatever, but they don't just, not they're going to just go around all afraid of whether or not their spouse, their boss was good for their work or not. But people do that to God all the time. Doubt it. For whatever reason, just choose not to believe. Or maybe they think my situation's just too bad. Or what I'm dealing with is too hard. No, my Bible says there is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing too hard for God. Folks, we don't have to live by what we feel. We don't have to live by what we feel or what we hear. Because in a world where there's so much negative, this happened, that happened. And then in this place, this happened. And then after that, related to this, this happened, which caused that to happen in yonder. And you can hear that kind of stuff, and it can breed fear, all that kind of stuff. Hey, newsflash, fear and faith cannot mix. They don't mix well together. If you are fearful, you are faithless. You are faithful, then you should be free. Then you are fearless. Faith and fear do not mix well together. They don't. We walk in faith, not in fear. My Bible says, when I'm afraid, I shall trust in the Lord. I will trust and not be afraid. So we have to put faith over fear. Yeah, but the doctor said, or yeah, but did you hear what my financial advisor said? Did you hear what, or whatever, or did you hear my boss? He, you know, God's greater than those bad reports. And you can receive that thing that you believe for, and you got to say in your mind, I call my body healed now in the name of Jesus. My eyes will see now. That's that now kind of faith. Faith is now. Faith is not next month, next year, or next week. Now, faith is. We call those things, as Christians, we are to call those things that are not as though they are. That's why I often speak the word of God over myself. Rather than saying I'm blind, I'm apt to say, you know, I'm healed of the Lord. My eyes see in the name of Jesus. Both of my ears hear in the name of Jesus. You know, and everything else. My organs line up to the word of God. And all these different things. You know, and I believe God, and I trust in him, and trust in his word, and I know he's faithful. Amen. That's how I keep on keeping on, man. Living in faith every day. And it's much better to be walking in faith than to be walking in fear. Or walking in doubt. Or walking in unbelief. It's better to walk in faith than what it is to walk in that other stuff. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you that we would be those who do your word and not just hear it. That we would walk in faith. And that we believe in that now faith. Your word says now. Your word says we can receive it now. And I thank you for that in your name. Amen. Draft will be, the 2024 draft will be held for the first time ever in Detroit, Thursday to Saturday. They say 300,000 people are expected. And, you know, they're expecting 300,000 people to be there. It'll be held at various venues downtown for you to attend. Try to register online. Talk a bit more about the draft tomorrow. All right, folks, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.